Uncle C back in the office, and in this video today we're going to be discussing the three cheat codes any man can use to get over nice guy syndrome. Throughout this entire presentation, not only am I going to be explaining to you directly why consistently being the nice guy is going to harm you in the long run. Not only harm your spirit, your morale, your masculinity, but it's also going to harm your effectiveness in attracting a quality woman, a companion, speaking your mind when you feel as if you have something to say, and everything and anything in between. So the whole premise of this is, number one, to get you to start to speak your mind in a way that is not only authentic, but also communicates effectively to each and every single person that you're with. The second thing we're going to be covering is specifically why you must be tough in certain areas, and last but not least, why it's important to do what scares you. Let's dive in. Now, let's get into number one, the importance of speaking your mind. First and foremost, this is the first way to start to beat nice guy syndrome. You speak your mind when you have something to say. You don't suffocate it, you don't repress it, you let it loose, you let it out. And here's what this does. First and foremost, I want to show you one of the men that is inside my relationship blueprint mastery. What he said was, my mother-in-law blames me for everything. Right, she wants to blame me so bad for everything, and she's making up stories in her head, or at least majority distorting things. I want to tell her to mind her own effing business, and what she's doing is hurting our children. So he asked what to do. Well, first off, every single time he wants to tell her that, but he suffocates it, that's him submitting to his own thoughts. That is weak behavior. What you must do is you must start to speak your mind, and here's why. Most nice guys are liars. You see, what they have is they have this conception in their head. They're predisposed to think that if they're nice, if they're low on the scale of offensiveness, what's going to happen is more people are going to like them, when in actuality, they're a total liar. They put on a smile when they actually hate the person. They put on a smile when that other person's wronged them. And just in that case that I just showed you, he goes with the flow, he acts cordial, he does things that he thinks will get the mother-in-law's approval, when in actuality he wants to go, hey, F off. And what that makes him is it makes him a liar. Because each and every day he's suffocating what he actually wants to say. He's lying to himself. Which leads me to my next point. Most nice guys are manipulative. You see, if you're honest, you're upfront, and you're authentic with what you have to say, at least you're honest. If you censor that, if you put a buffer in between your mind and what you actually want to say, you're now actually manipulating the other person to get a specific outcome. Whether that outcome is positive or negative, the fact of the matter is you're bending the situation to not only go with the flow, but to ensure that you don't reap any sort of negative behavior or backlash from that other person. Which leads me to my next point. Most nice guys are fake. If you live in this fake cookie cutter fantasy, if you live in this fake Pillsbury Doughboy fantasy that you can just pick at, right? You're soft, you're malleable. Depending on your surroundings, you're bending to that instead of the surroundings bending to you. This is when you start to take on more of a depressed, negative attitude. This is weak masculinity, this is weak in your character, and this is ultimately weak behavior. Now, nice because they have to be. Which is going to bleed into point number two. You see, they have not developed themselves in the right areas to become tough, so that way they can potentially deal with the backlash. So, how do I want to conclude point number one? I want to conclude point number one by telling you to tell the truth. No matter how negative the truth is, no matter how scary the truth may be, what is true remains true, and anything other than that is automatically a lie. Now, you have to live with this mindset. If the man in front of you is twice your size, if the woman in front of you is a 3, or if the woman in front of you is a 10. You see, this is how you lead with congruent, authentic behavior. You don't bend and break to your surroundings. The surroundings get to bend and break to potentially the way you're going to move it, or at least attempt to. This is how you gain strength within yourself. And this goes so much deeper than just speaking. In order to do this, you're going to have to get tough. Point number two, get tough. Okay, tough on every way, shape, and form. If you look in the mirror and you don't necessarily like what you see, go to the gym. If you're high in body fat and you look soft, you look malleable, you look weak, then read a book or two on nutrition and learn how to dial down those body fat levels. Or you can even go back into my channel. You can watch the first 250 videos I've ever created. All of those videos are specifically step-by-step on guided nutrition to help you master your body. You have to do whatever is going to make you tough. Maybe that's going to be standing up to a bully verbally, right? Maybe that's going to be standing up to your mom or to your dad, or even telling somebody that, hey, I don't want to do something. Regardless, you have to get tough. And oftentimes, the best way to get tough is by looking the part, being the part, and feeling the part, which means it's going to actually take some work. Typically, most men who refuse to speak their mind, it's because they're weak on the interior. But oftentimes, if they're weak on the interior, it's because they have not done any work. They have not actually made themselves a man of value on the exterior. Everything goes hand in hand. The body carries the mind and the mind carries the body, which is why both have to be congruent. So I want to come up with this first and foremost. Nice is just a weakness, right? It's a lack thereof. A lack thereof grit, a lack thereof doing the work, a lack thereof propelling yourself forward in ways that you know will make you a tougher individual. So do the work, because you have to be fundamentally strong on every area. That stems from the body, that stems from the mind, that stems from the spirit, right? That stems from the rationale. So that way you can look somebody dead in the eyes when they cross you, when they're evil to you, when they're malevolent, or when somebody has just done you wrong in any way, shape, or form, and you need to verbally stand up for yourself. This is so key. And make no mistake, as you do this, you're now going to risk offending. But guess what? What is unexpected is still attractive. Think about that for a second. If you say something even to a woman you're interested in, and it catches her totally off guard, right? It's maybe not necessarily what 99% of men would do. Even though it's unexpected, there's a very high likelihood that it's still attractive. And because you are willing to do things in a socially calibrated order that still lets you display some sort of strength or calibration within yourself, that's going to be attractive on a universal level, okay? That's when men actually listen to what you have to say, and that's when women actually genuinely want to be by you and with you. There's safety and security in a man that's willing to go to those lengths no matter what anybody thinks. And that's just the fact. So number three, you must start doing what actually scares you. And I explain this as a slow desensitization, okay? For a lot of men, it might be even really, really scary to walk up to a stranger in the mall and say, hey, can I get directions to XYZ store? That might be a hard thing for them to do. Do it anyways. Because if even that's tough for you, you gotta understand how many other things in life are going to be hard. And you have to understand that it's supposed to be tough to survive. See, this is the issue right now, is we live in a place that's so easy to survive, and never before has it been this easy. When you have housing, you have heating, you have cooling, you have a fridge, you have grocery store, you have way to just sign a few papers and get a job and get some income, and you have a way to just live and have a lifestyle, you have to understand how easy it is. Never before in time is it this easy to live. Living is supposed to be tough. You got to understand that day to day for hundreds, even thousands of years, like the aspect of survival was not necessarily guaranteed each day. And it's still like that, but it's integrating into your spirit and your morale, which means you need a slow, dense desensitization of things that scare you. And obviously these have to be things that are legal, things that aren't going to get you into trouble, but do what scares you. And what this is doing is this is you and your body, you and your mind taking a manageable risk. Like, hey, guess what? Maybe it's too big of a risk for me right now and I'm too fearful to go bungee jumping. But what I can do is I can attempt to do a front flip on this trampoline and just know what it's like to be in the air for a few seconds. That's how you manage risk. And day by day, week by week, month by month, that risk gets just a little bit less and less and less. To the point that you actually now come from a standpoint of strength. So what am I getting at the bottom? You must understand that women value safety. So you must be strong. But safety does not necessarily mean that you're weak and you take the safe route. Safety, when it comes to terms of attractiveness, means that you're willing to offend, and because of that, she views you as a strong man. And this leads her to believe that you're a safe, valuable option to actually stick with, be with, or want to get to know. Fellas, I genuinely hope that this video served you. And if it did serve you, and maybe you want to take the next step to working one-to-one with me, you have two opportunities. First and foremost, you're maybe in the boat where it's hard for you to speak or to attract women. Maybe it's hard for you to approach women. You don't necessarily know the right way to communicate with them, and you're a single man struggling. Here's what I would like you to do. I want you to go down below. I want you to click on the Never Left on Red Attraction Case Study and book a call with my brother Cole. Not only is that presentation going to take you through an end-to-end broadcast, but what I'd also recommend is filling out that application so we can know if we're potentially a fit to work one-to-one together. Also, if you're a man struggling in a current committed relationship or marriage, just as if the man I showed you in the beginning of this video was, I want you to go down below and schedule a call for the Relationship Blueprint Mastery Case Study. Within that, me or a member of my team will hop on the phone with you, we'll analyze your relationship situation, and if it looks like this is salvageable, we will show you those steps to doing that. Hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you in the next one.